Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How did you see this fire going on?
Well, I was on the 13th floor of the Guarantee Building, the top floor, and suddenly the fire alarms went off. And I'm actually the fire marshal up there, weird enough. So I moved to, made sure everybody was off. We came down the stairwell. I think by floor two, I noticed the railings getting a little warm. And then by the basement floor, we noticed the smoke. And, two of our excellent firemen got us out of there real quick and got us to safety across the street. And at that point is where I noticed how aggressive the smoke really was from the other side of the building.
Were you able to, was it hard to breathe when you were evacuating the building?
Quite, yeah. It was pretty hard. By the second floor, we really got the smoke. And, once we got to the ground level, it was significant. Significant enough where, me and my coworkers were coughing a little bit.
Now that I see this side, I'm not too sure what that is. We were on Ohio Street. We were pulled over because I was on the phone with tech support, and we saw all this lightning, huge streaks of lightning. Like, what was it, 3 or 4 of them?
Yeah.
And then the next thing we saw were these huge billows of smoke, and she said, "What is that?" I said, "Oh, that's just a cloud." And the more we looked at it, the closer we got to the city, we're like, "That's a fire. That's a fire."
But they were not black like that. They were like a creamy beige
like
color.
A brick color, yes.
So you couldn't, it didn't look like a fire. I was hoping it was just like a malfunctioning of a machine and not a fire.
How long have you guys, gals, have been here?
Well, we had to drive
about
all the way around.
Minutes.
So, yeah, it was the
about
traffic
an hour.
Was blocked, only going one way.
But down there, there's this building right here, the orange-looking rust-colored building, and then there's the white one after that, and then the same color orange-looking rust. There's firefighters over there, and they're on the bucket also with the water. So we're wondering why, if it's more than one building.
What have you seen so far? What's your thoughts on what we're seeing right now?
Well, I think the fire department and law enforcement is doing a wonderful job of containing the crowd in the fire, and I'm sure that these fine men and women fighting the fire are doing everything in their power to save the building. I'm just grateful it's not the Verizon building or the Guarantee building.
How did you find out about this?
From WBEN.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.